We are now up to Simin Reish Tes Zayin, and we'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Osir Lohonis Mireach Tov Ad Shi'ivarach Kodem Shi'ariach. The same way that it is osir to eat and drink without first making a bracha, it is osir to go and sniff something that smells good, to smell something that's good, without making a bracha first. Avaliach Ravein Tzarek Levarach Klum, but Chazal were not metaken a bracha achron on Reach, because it's not choshev enough, because it's only a small amount of hana. Someone smelled something that smelled good and now wants to make a bracha in retrospect. The halacha is that it doesn't work. It's supposed to be before you smell and not after. Mishnah Berurah points out that it's only reach they said to make a bracha on because there are particles that go into your nostrils. Whereas on kol, if you hear something that sounds good, or rechitza, when you wash yourself, there, since there's nothing that actually goes into you, Chazal did not make a bracha. Sif Beis. Im ze sheyotze mimenu ha-reach eitz, o mimin eitz, mevarach b'reatzei v'samim. If it grows on something that is a tree, the kind of thing where you would have said b'rei priya eitz on the fruit of it, as a b'samim, you say b'reatzei v'samim. Im hu esev, if it is something that has a din of a grass, where you would not have said b'rei priya eitz, you would have said b'rei priya dama. So the halach is mevarach isbe b'samin. So you say isbe. Im eino lo min eitz, v'lo min esev, what if it doesn't grow on the tree and doesn't grow from the ground? So there the halach is, we say borei mine b'samin, kimo hamusak, mevarach borei mine b'samin. There you say borei mine b'samin. What exactly is a musak? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it is of animal origin, and we'll see just what aspect of an animal this is, where it comes from. Now further, im hoya pri roi l'achila, if that which is the source of this fragrance is an edible food, so the halach is mevarach hanosen reach tov b'peris. You say hanosen reach tov b'peris, a special bracha. Mishnah Berurah brings down the nusach shen nosen reach tov b'peris. Vahani mili, now it says. So first, maybe let's stop here for a second talk about the halacha of this musak. Some say it comes from the sweat of an animal. Others say it comes from the blood of an animal. Now, if it comes from the blood of an animal, so Mishnah Berurah says you should be careful that it shouldn't drip into your kelim because it'll make them treif. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah brings those who say that it doesn't aser b'dieved because it is offer, it is not roi l'achila at present, even though it originally came from animal origin. Certainly, if there's shishim against it in the pot, it's going to be mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah takes from here on the tzad that it is the blood of an animal, that it's treif, and nevertheless you're allowed to smell it. Why are you allowed to smell it? Why aren't we choshish that if you smell it, you'll come to eat it? See, he's mechalik, something that essentially stands for smell and not food, we're not choshish you're going to come to eat. Something that is a food that happens to smell good, you're not supposed to smell if it's non-kosher. Now the Shulchan Aruch goes on. The only time that you'd make a bracha of hanosen reach tov b'peiris is only if you're dealing with a pre that you picked up to smell, or that you picked it up both to eat as well as to smell. But if you pick it up for the sake of eating and you didn't have kavana to smell it, but it happens to have a good smell. Even though it does give off a good smell, eino mevarach, he does not make a bracha on it. Why is that? The halacha is something that is omid la'achila and not la'reach. You would not have to make a bracha on its reach unless you actually lift it for the sake of smelling it. So if you lifted it for both, okay, you can make the bracha, but if you did not have kavanah to smell it till after you took it to eat, you would not make the bracha. And furthermore, something that you don't take altogether, where you're just walking in the street and you smell fresh bread being baked, the halachi is that you would not make a bracha on it. Since it is not omid l'reach, you didn't physically take it l'reach, you would not make a bracha on it. So even though after it was in your hand you had kavana l'reach, that's too late. Now we go back. So what did the Machaber say? There was a bracha of b'reatzei v'samim, isbe b'samim, minei b'samim. Says the Mechaber now, Val kulam imamar borei minei b'samim yotza. Boramine besamim b'dieved is a good bracha on any form of besamim. So, for example, that's the minig Ashkenaz on Matzoy Shabbos, where we say boramine besamim regardless of what kind of besamim you're using. Says the Machaber now, Hilkoch, al kol davar shehu mesupik bo, varach boramine besamim. Boramine besamim. The bracha you say on anything where you have no idea what it is, what kind of besamim it is to say the bracha of borei mine besamim. Al egos muskata val kanila uvklov. So on nutmeg, on cinnamon, and on cloves. The chol besamim sheim laachilim avarach nosn reaktoba peris. What's pshat in that? Even though these are spices that are not eaten alone, they're only eaten together with other things, we still consider them food, and the bracha you say on them is Shenasen Reach Toba Peris. The Mishtabur brings a machlokas on cloves, and his maskana is that on cloves we say Borei Mine Besamim, as opposed to Nosen Reach Toba Peris. On coffee, he says to say Shenasen Reach Toba Peris. If you pick up coffee, to smell it. What happens if someone said shahakol on a fragrance? So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that some hold that you are actually yotzeh.